Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer podcast. I am Molly Bay, and I'm here with
Ralph Phillips.
We're going to go over a preview for the Chicago game, and Ralph here has watched all three games of Chicago. What'd you think?
I think we could beat them.
You do?
Yep.
I got some stats here on both of our teams. Now, this is just rankings and stats, and we all know they really mean nothing. But the Bucks are, both teams are 2-1. The Bucks have the number one offense overall in the league.
Woohoo!
It's very exciting. We're number
That's
one.
That's unusual.
Right.
I'm a defensive person. It's one of the reasons why I like the Bucks, but This new offensive juggernaut is pretty interesting to watch. I do wish we had more defense, but I'll take it, whatever I can get.
So we're number one overall in passing, but 30th in rushing, which really is no surprise to anyone.
30th. Ugh.
But there's two teams worse than us. Let's look at it that way.
That's a half glass is half full, half empty.
Like, there's like one little swig in the glass is what I'm saying.
Who are the two teams underneath us?
I don't remember.
Chicago?
I don't know. Well, their offense is pretty bad, I think. Well, not terrible. No. I don't know. I mean, you can talk a little bit more about that. The Chicago's defense, Chicago's also 2-1. Their defense is number 5 overall.
Not in fantasy. In fantasy, they're number 1.
Well, this... fantasy is not real life.
That's what it's
kind
called.
Kind of the point.
Fantasy.
They're 9th in their pass defense and 31st in their rushing defense. So
they're not good at stopping the run.
Right.
And we're not good
at running. Match made in heaven, maybe. I don't know.
So we should get a mediocre running game out of this.
Maybe. Maybe it'll bring our run stats up and we'll... move up a little in the rankings. Who knows? A lot of the reporters are asking this week about the running game, specifically Ronald Jones, and the coaches are really hush-hush on what's going on with Ronald Jones.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Draft him so high and then not even have him active on the roster.
And they're not saying what the issue is. They say they like Sean Wilson, who's like right behind him. I guess Sean plays some special teams, so they like that about him.
Yeah, he did some kickoff returns last week or Monday.
Right, so they like that about. I guess that's why he's got the edge over Ronald Jones, and they call him Rojo. I like that.
Rojo.
That's cool. I mean, they have nice things to say about him, but they're just very hush-hush on why he's not active. And they're also very hush-hush on our quarterback position this week, who's starting. They won't say.
I would think it'd be Fitzpatrick, but...
I know. Why wouldn't you start him? He's got the hot hand. You just roll with it.
Well, it wasn't so hot last week. Or Monday.
I mean, but it wasn't that...
Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible. And what Todd Monken, he had a press conference, and what he said was that we did some good things, but, you know, he pointed the mistakes out in earlier weeks that we had. So, you know, there are things that we are in control of.
What do you mean?
The fumbles, the penalties, all that is things that we did, not that they did. So we played well, but, you know.
Yeah, I gave props to Donovan Smith Monday in the last podcast. Said I didn't see any big mistakes on his part, but watching all 22, I saw him get taken off his feet by a bull rush and thrown a good 4 or 5 feet. I don't think I've ever seen an offensive tackle have that happen to him, including Donovan Smith. It was a horrible play. Got pressure on Fitzpatrick, but he ended up getting the ball out, and it was a completion. But it was a really, really, really bad look for Donovan Smith. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Poor Donovan, you know.
Yeah.
You feel for him.
I'm rooting for him.
You can get better, buddy. You can do it. Some other... I watched... actually a lot of the press conferences this week. Winston's, I think I talked about in the last podcast, that he's just in great spirits. Fitz, he had a press conference. He was a little more bleh, but he did say people are coming up to him, like, in the community and talking to him a lot. Like, when he's out in public, he's getting a lot of attention that he didn't used to get. He said, like, taking his kids to Chick-fil-A, and he used to just be able to let them, like, go run around, and now he's got people coming up to him when he's out. He didn't say it like it was necessarily a bad thing, but it was just kind of a change, I guess.
Yeah, the price you pay for fame, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, Buccaneers fans were so desperate for any magic that we'll even put it on Fitzmagic. We don't care.
We don't care. Hey, he's earned it, you know?
Yeah, he had two good games.
He's playing well. He didn't. I mean, did he really play that terrible at the Steelers?
No. He threw some bad passes, bad decisions, but, you know, the second half he straightened up. And
yeah, I just feel like we shouldn't be down on the players for that. I mean,
I'm down on the fans.
You're down on the fans,
not the players.
I mean, if he's consistently bad, if they're, you know, if we go 2-14. I can kind of see why people complain, but come on, we're 2-1. We're the number one pass offense, number one offense overall.
Yeah. Yeah, we almost
top
won
of our
Monday
division.
Night,
so. Almost won Monday night against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not that bad. It's a good time to be a Bucs fan. Let's just enjoy it while it lasts.
Not used to it. I want to be sad and depressed about it. It's hard to drink when you're happy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I mean, anyway. D-Jax, he had a press conference, and he seemed pretty pumped to be back out doing punt returns. He liked that.
Okay.
Even though he's got called back last week for a penalty.
Oh, such a shame, too. It's unusual to see somebody that's been in the league as long as he have wanting to do special teams.
You know, I say that he was pumped. He's a very... I don't know how to say it.
Even keeled
doesn't really show much excitement. Ralph likes to say that I have the emotional range of a pretzel because I'm one of these people. So I think me and D-Jax are on the same wavelength.
She relates to him.
I relate to him.
Daddy.
What's up, baby?
Can you open
this up? I sure can. We got our youngest Buccaneer fan in here getting some candy. Want to say hi?
Hi.
Who's your favorite player on the Buccaneers?
Mike.
That's right.
Mike Evans.
We got, when we were down at practice, we bought her a little Lego Mike figure, and so every time the Buccaneers are playing, she's putting the Lego, setting it up in front of the TV, and then she asks us, "Where's Mike?" So she gets very excited when he makes a play, and it's fun. We're indoctrinating her early.
Gotta get them while they're young.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you done playing again, Daddy?
Not yet.
Okay.
Can you shut that door?
Just a minute.
So, injuries this week. We have the final injury report through Friday. The only person that's out for Sunday is Bo Allen.
Bo.
He hasn't practiced all week. Everybody else is definitely going to play, or they're questionable. Damar Dotson, McCoy, Isaiah Johnson, they had full practice. They're not... there's no designation on the injury report, so they're going to play. Vita Vey, Jordan Whitehead, Marcus Williams, and Carlton Davis, they're all questionable. Vita Vey may play. Cutter talked about him in his press conference this week. They might put him out there for a few
snaps. Interesting to see. Be good to stop that Bears run. Hope Vita Vey is a good run stopper.
That's their strong suit, their run?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Trubisky is not that great of a quarterback. He does a lot of overthrowing, not very accurate.
This is only his 16th game, so this will be like a full season for him.
Okay. Yeah, he's quick to run out of the pocket, but that's one thing. He does run, and he's very, very nimble and wily. Any other adjective you can think of that you don't want in a quarterback you're getting ready to play? He will get out. He will run out of the pocket real quick. You get any type of pressure on him, or it looks like any pressure's coming, and he will run. He likes to do this thing where he spins, and he goes to the left. He'll spin and then go to the left. And a lot of times he runs right into a defensive end.
So is it he's flighty or he's trying to extend the play?
No, he gets way too, he gets the happy feet too quick. Mm. I mean, it just a little bit of pressure. If it even looks like the pocket's getting ready to collapse, he tries to shoot out. So that could be beneficial to us.
What's his size like?
I don't know.
Is he a big guy? Like, tall? Like, is he a Matt Ryan? Is he a Drew Brees?
He's a little stockier than Matt Ryan. Taller than Drew Brees, of course.
I'm taller than Drew Brees, I think.
But so, he's not a real. He's not Ben Roethlisberger size. He's more athletic than Ben Roethlisberger, but he's not a giant. He's not Cam Newton, but he's close to it. Jordan Howard's the one we're going to have to watch out for. He's pretty much their whole offense. He takes a lot of passes on the outside. He takes deep shots down the ends of the field, but he's also a good runner too. So we're going to have to watch out for him. Once again, it's going to be on our linebackers.
So he's just the total package.
Pretty much. Now, Tariq Cohen is also a danger. I think last year when we played him, he got some big runs on us. He does a lot of catching the ball in the backfield. He's just so wily. What they call him, joystick or something like that, because he's like a computer game. He just jukes and all that.
Oh, gosh.
But he does the punt return and kickoff returns. And he's very good, very, very good at that. So we got to be careful there. We got to contain him.
So we probably shouldn't put Conte on him.
Man, come on, don't disparage the Pirate Angel.
Listen, he tweeted this week on the Thursday night game, and he said, "Man, I hope somebody gets stiff-armed in this game."
Yeah, he didn't just say "man," he said "man."
Lots of A's in there.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like, at least he's got a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, we hope it was a sense of humor, and he wasn't being dead serious.
Well, I mean, that would be okay, too.
Yeah.
This is football. People get stiff-armed. Quarterbacks get hit.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
And for those of you that don't know, he was put on injured reserve this week for his knee injury, so I don't know that we'll see him, at least not in the next few games. He could come back, I guess.
That might be the end of his career, too.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, same here. The big word we got on defense, though, their defense is nothing to write home about. They've gotten a lot of turnovers and all that, but mainly it's been the other team's mistakes, you know, fumbles and all that. You're not seeing these big athletic interceptions and crazy formations that they do. Not as much as the Steelers do, but they do a lot of blitzing. They run the same 3-4 defense. But Khalil Mack. We need to put a running back or a tight end and DeMar Dotson on him the whole game because he's just going to eat people alive. DeMar Dotson is great, but I don't think he's good enough to handle Khalil Mack by himself. So.
And he's coming off of an injury, so.
Dotson?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been on the injury report. A knee.
It's
his knee. So the defense, I mean, the hype around the defense is a little overblown. The hype with Mack is on point.
Yes. Well, you got to look at who Chicago has played. They played Green Bay, Arizona, and Seattle. I think it was Seattle. They beat Seattle and Arizona, and then got beat by Green Bay by that miraculous comeback with Aaron Rodgers. But the thing with Arizona had them up 14-0 quick. It surprised me watching the game. I think it was the second time I watched it. I watched it week two when it happened. Chicago did not look good against what's arguably one of the worst teams in the league right now in Arizona. And you know, Arizona gave them a fight. It was a fight to the end. Turnovers really hurt Arizona. And they weren't turnovers that Chicago really forced. They were turnovers that Arizona did themselves. So I do not think Chicago is the beast that everybody thinks they are on defense, and definitely not on offense. Trubisky is not, he's just not that great. I think our defense can really put some damage on if we play it right. And our offense should be able to just march down the field with no problems, especially if we get any kind of running game going. But their cornerbacks and secondary, just they're not going to be able to come close to touching our guys. The only thing we got to worry about is pressure on Fitzpatrick.
Interesting. So he should probably use his legs a lot.
Fitz?
Yeah. Maybe. Probably.
Couldn't hurt. Now, don't get me wrong. Chicago, they play hard and they tackle. You know, they're not missing tackles out there. But they just don't have any really outstanding players that just pop out at you on film other than Mac.
Interesting. So we're playing at the Bears Stadium, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so they got a little bit of home field advantage. Yeah, we are, because Cutter was talking about how hot it's been in Florida and that the guys are kind of looking forward to a little bit of fall weather.
I bet.
Up in Chicago.
Yeah, good old Soldier Field. The old stadium. It looks like a college stadium, a smaller college stadium now, or just an old rundown stadium. What is an old rundown stadium? It's one of the few in the league.
Is it like their original stadium?
I believe so.
Wow.
It's been there for a long time, kind of like Green Bay's Lambeau Field.
Interesting. So we got a lot to look forward to.
Got another win to look forward to. That's what we got.
W, eating those W's.
Eating those W's. It's better than stolen crab legs, I guess.
I don't know. I like crab legs.
Stolen crab legs?
I don't know.
Well, you know, they weren't really stolen. They were given to him by an employee. Anyhow.
Semantics.
Semantics.
You'd make a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, we'll catch you guys next time. Maybe Monday, Tuesday. Next week after the Bears game, we'll put up a reaction video.
Yeah, we don't have a set schedule with this yet. We'll get one. We're going to try to put out two a week. One, we'll have a review of the game, and then we'll have another podcast where we do a preview of the next game and have more All-22 coverage with the preview, because normally the All-22 doesn't come out until Tuesday morning. If we play on Sunday, we played Monday, so it didn't come out until Wednesday evening. So that's just really hard to get it squished in that fast. I didn't get a chance to look at a whole bunch of it. Just went through it. And we're talking about posting up clips on the Twitter account. So if you're not following us on Twitter, do that. It's at @Bucks_Observer. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, send us an email. Mine is Ralph@BuccaneersObserver.com. And Molly's is MollyBay@BuccaneersObserver.com. And you can visit the website at BuccaneersObserver.com and check out some of our latest podcasts. We don't have much information up there for this year as far as stats and breakdowns and all that good, because we decided to do podcasts. It's a little bit easier and more fun for us. So.
Less time consuming, a little bit.
A little bit less time consuming.
And just to clarify, so that we put this out there, we're fans. We're not affiliated officially with the Bucks organization. We just
fans, man.
We're just fans.
We're fans. We're going to start getting drunk, getting on this microphone, talking crap.
I'm not doing that.
Could you just sit there and stare at the microphone?
I don't need that on the record.
We're past that.
I don't need a record of anything I'm saying.
If we did video, that'd be interesting.
No. Yeah. Definitely not that either.
No.
No.
Don't want to see you falling down, passed out.
Right.
Alrighty, so we'll see you guys next time. Until then, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.